With corporate scandals crowding the headlines, it's probably no surprise that it's shaping up to be a banner year for shareholder lawsuits. WorldCom, Tyco, and other high-profile cases have led investors to sue to recover their losses and to make an example of corporate executives. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports, public pension funds are leading the charge.
Michael Fitzgerald, the treasurer of Iowa, says he's furious. He's watched the state's $15 billion public pension fund take a substantial hit from the Enron bankruptcy last fall. Now the fund has lost more than $30 million on WorldCom bonds, and Fitzgerald has had enough.
For the first time, we're hiring a law firm, and we're going after them.
Investors who bought WorldCom stock are out of luck, but bondholders, along with other creditors, are among the first to be paid off in a legal case. Michael Fitzgerald says pension funds will increase their chances of recovering losses by going after a group of defendants.
We think that we can expand the horizon of these lawsuits. We're not just going to sue the companies. We're going to sue the accounting firms, and we're going to sue the underwriters, and anyone else that's had their hand in pulling this thievery against us investors.
Other state funds, from California to New York, are suing companies they've invested in, some for the first time and others as part of an ongoing strategy. Florida, for example, has filed more than 200 shareholder lawsuits throughout the years. Joseph Grunfest, a professor of business and law at Stanford University, tracks securities class action litigation. He says shareholders could set a new record this year.
We already see in the year 2002 an uptick in the volume of litigation. Historic norms would have us expecting approximately 200 to 230 lawsuits to be filed during the course of this year. We're on track for about 277.
Companies are charged with improper accounting in more than half of the cases filed this year. Many of the lawsuits have been brought by one group of attorneys, the San Diego firm Milberg, Weiss, Burchard, Hines, and LaRocque. William LaRocque, who has handled some of the nation's most complex securities cases, says investors have been victimized by rampant corporate fraud.
I attribute this largely to the passage of the 1995 Securities Reform Act that cut back on investor protections, the worst cutback in 60 years, and as night follows the day, 5 to 6 years later, we're awash in the largest upsurge of financial fraud in the history of our country since the 1920s.
The Reform Act was supposed to weed out frivolous lawsuits, the kind of complaints that were churned out automatically whenever a company's stock dipped. Now plaintiffs must specify each fraudulent representation made by a company and prove that executives knew the claims were false or misleading. Despite the heavier burden of proof, the volume of litigation has held steady since the act was passed. Stanford's Joseph Grunfest, a former Securities and Exchange Commissioner, says an SEC crackdown on accounting fraud could lead to another wave of filings next month.
By the middle of August, corporations are going to have to file certifications with the Securities and Exchange Commission, signed by CEOs and CFOs, that they are unaware of any material misstatements in their filings with the commission. And several observers expect that there are going to be some interesting disclosures in connection with those filings.
Grunfest expects some companies will be forced to restate their revenues before CEOs will swear to them. But if they do, they'll probably find attorneys are ready to pounce with lawsuits alleging the original numbers were misleading. Even when they do sue, individual investors rarely make a windfall. According to Cornerstone Research, most cases settle out of court, with plaintiffs recovering less than 10% of their losses. Elaine Corey, NPR News.